hike some up the emotions after that, after the full time whistles. You've had your embraces with your family, your management team and the players there. You put an awful lot in, you got an awful lot out.
Yeah, look, it's hard to know at the moment. Sorry, it looks a bit emotional at the moment, I suppose. When things die down, maybe back in the dressing room, we'll take stock of what we're after doing and put a plan in place for the next day. But it's an unbelievable feeling. We looked dead and buried again in the game, same as the Dare match. And up stepped Rowan O'Connor. It was our full back last day, it was our half back today. Up steps Rowan, puts it over the bar, brings it extra time, and we kick on again in extra time. There's just, we have an unbelievable belief and a confidence in ourselves that coming down the stretch with 5-10 minutes to go, if there's a couple of scores in it, that we're going to get over the line. And that's something just that Jimmy and Stephen and Wally have been drilling into side here, that we're never out of the fight. If we're in with a chance with 10 minutes to go, we'll kick on and we'll kick the scores, and we firmly believe it.
Even earlier in the game, when you look at the first half, you kicked on, you looked to be the side that looked more controlled, you looked more dominant, and that goal blew the game wide open. At half-time, though, I'm sure that you knew, even though you were a point down, that you were in the ascendancy, or what was the message?
Yeah, we went in at half-time, and in fairness, before the management even came in, the talk from the players was calm. It was just all about calm. We knew after the first 10 minutes, Clonmel came out all guns blazing. We settled into it. We found our rhythm. We got our game plan going. It was 2 points all for a bit. And then we kind of kicked on. I think we went 5-2 up. And we were comfortable enough. They won a very lucky break in the middle of the pitch, got a goal out of it. And that's what Clonmel can do to you. But the most pleasing thing about that for me was we put the ball up in the tee, kicked it out, went straight down the pitch, got another score, and we were only point down going in at half time. So we knew we were there or thereabouts, and like everyone was talking about this Clonmel team, and they're a great team, make no doubt about it, but we knew from looking at their games and looking at the Nemo game that we had what it took to beat them, just to come out and perform. We've been kind of stuttering and stammering all year with our performances and playing for 20 minutes and switching off for 20, but I think as a whole that was probably one of our most complete performances in a couple of years.
The end of regular time, deep into injury time, Emmett Richter, I think, had a strike he put in on goal and it dropped just short into the keeper's hands. Did you think that was that at that point?
I suppose, look, it would be easy to think that, and in years gone by it probably would have been it. But as I said earlier, like, we knew we had the players and we know we have the belief in ourselves that we'd get a chance, and we kept plugging, kept sticking to our game plan, kept looking after the ball. Wound up with, I won't say we worked the shooter onto the ball, but we wound up with Rowan O'Connor in the right spot, and he had the confidence himself to take on that shot. Ian Corbett said it inside, it was a funny looking shot whatever he kicked it, but it went between the two posts, that's all that counts.
You waited until you were back, until they were back to the full complement to really kick on in extra time, because you got the point, you did get in front, but their two men came back on, they went back up to 15, then you go and scored a goal that basically sealed it.
Yeah, I suppose it can go kind of funny when you're up a man, or you're up two men even. Like, you can get caught, fellas kind of drop off mark in their main, and everyone thinks they're the spare man, and you can kind of get caught between a rock and a hard place and not know where to go on the pitch. But we knew that they'd try and mind the ball, and they'd try and slow down the clock for the first 5 or 10 minutes until their two lads came back on, and they did that, in fairness. And when they came out, then they pushed on to us, and we were able to, we have a very strong defence, we have a good solid defence all year, we were able to turn them over from deep and break hard, which is what we were trying to do all along. We were trying to work them into the right areas and use our legs and get up the pitch and counter-attack. So I wouldn't take any notice of them having 13 and we having 15 and we only got a point out of it. It's just kind of, that's the way it goes sometimes.
On to the final now, Cairns O'Rahilly's, Kerry champions, obviously, in the decider. How are you feeling ahead of that? I'm sure you'll take a moment, enjoy this, but the work isn't done.
No, we've a lot to do. I think it's 2 weeks' time, is it? Yeah, so look, we'll enjoy this. We'll go in now and have a chat and see what we're doing for the next 2 weeks. Jimmy will have a plan in place for us tomorrow evening. He'll send it out to us. But I suppose today is just about enjoying the occasion for what it is. It's a one-off game. It's an occasion, fair enough. But we'll put the head down again come Tuesday or Wednesday night. We'll have a plan in place and we'll go at it hard for the next 2 weeks. And we'll be going wherever we're going to try and win this Munster Championship.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Cheers.